a savior. We can choose whether or not to handle life's mess-ups biblically, remembering that little ears and eyes and hearts are watching closely. I pray you and I will have the courage to be open about our mistakes and about the process of restoring relationships. Let's show our kids the peace that comes when we are quick to forgive others and quick to ask for forgiveness. I used to believe forgiveness was mostly about setting the other person free, but I found that offering it brings healing and freedom for me. Lewis B. Smedes wrote in his book, Forgive and Forget, "When you release the wrongdoer from the wrong, you cut a malignant tumor out of your inner life. You set a prisoner free, but you discover that the real prisoner was yourself. Holding on to anger, bitterness, and resentment is not healthy." Have you been surprised to hear your kids harboring anger, bitterness, and resentment at early ages? I have. Our bedtime conversations typically reveal such topics as I pose open-ended questions like these. How's your heart? What was the high point of your day? The low point? What made you happy or sad? I have often found that the real truth of their hearts peeks out in the darkness of snuggle time. Or on the way to school, when I ask how I can pray for their day, the answer often reveals situations that weigh heavily on their hearts. Our children's hurts are sometimes hard for us mama bears to hear. If you're like me, it can be hard to listen without pouncing with a solution or a plan to confront the wrongdoer. At times, I've pounced too quickly and only embarrassed us both. I do better to help them learn to handle it on their own. My dear friend Bobby Wolgemuth told me recently, "My job as a mother is not to remove all my children's problems, but to teach them to handle them biblically." During the quiet moments when their hearts are open, we can lead our children through critical moments of growth. We can show them that forgiveness starts with them, no matter who initiated the problem. We can point them to truths in God's Word that will give them wisdom for today's problem and tomorrow's. Practice forgiveness daily. If your house is like mine, someone is typically apologizing or crying by 7:30 a.m., which means that, like it or not, we basically have a daily school ground for learning this virtue. Rather than despairing, let's seize those opportunities to practice daily. Eventually, we and our children will develop hearts of compassion, hearts that choose to forgive because we're forgiven by our Savior. Since we want our children to practice sincere forgiveness, not only saying the right words, but truly meaning them from their hearts, to follow are a few helpful tips I've discovered about teaching this virtue in the multitude of everyday opportunities that arise in our homes. Help them own their responsibility. When our kids say, "I'm sorry," they are basically just owning up to a mistake, right? Are their hearts truly remorseful for what they did? The forgiveness process leads them to healing and acknowledges motives of the heart. When they're little, we need to help them, perhaps by encouraging them to repeat after me, "I am sorry, I was wrong for fill in the blank, will you forgive me?" Eventually, they'll be ready to do it on their own. Help them resist talking about anything other than their own part in the problem. If they start pointing fingers or bringing up excuses, help them see that's not part of the apology equation. We are only concerned with taking responsibility for our own part. I also like to encourage my girls to follow up an apology with some expression of love, a sincere hug, kiss, or note. Try a delayed response. Have you noticed your child suffers from selective memory? When you promise your son a trip to get ice cream on Tuesday, he applies a laser-sharp focus. He knows the date and time you said it, and he's not about to forget. But if he has some math homework or has lost his Wii privileges for 3 days, such facts often seem to slip his mind. He has absolutely no recollection of these details. I bring this up because we parents often think we have to immediately demand our children take action when an apology is due, or they'll somehow forget. Don't let their memory fake out get you. Yes, it's usually most effective to point out an issue when it's fresh, but that doesn't mean we have to demand they find an immediate resolution. Sometimes I like to say, "I didn't like the way you two treated each other. There will be a consequence for that later." Meanwhile, I need you to think of a proper way to apologize to each other, and to give them a chance to get their hearts engaged on their own.